Bob Hind here, and today we have another amazing voyage on the Golden Hind. Hello, I'm Bob Hind. You know, hindsight is golden. Last week, when Heinz and Golda Klutschifter took us back 1,000 years to old Guadalajara, it was a journey which proved that the Aztecs invented the vacation. So, when you're planning your next vacation, get behind the Bob Hind overnight speed tour. Fly by night and sleep all day in the hot Chocolatl Springs. You know, Sundays was invented down there, making it the vacationer's paradise. Well, here's a pair of familiar adventurers. Let's say hello to Buzz and Bunny Krumhunger.
Hello.
Buzz, how is your lovely boy, Buddy?
Oh, he's in medical school for a few weeks in Mexico, Bob.
And let's see what films you have brought back of your latest castaway cruise.
Well, Bob, here we are on the screen now, serene and a little bit out of touch with reality as we wave the final goodbyes and cast away from the singles dock there at lovely Rancho Malario Clown Dominiums.
Goodbye.
And head down the runny old Chilly Colorado River.
Look at that moss.
Oh, it's so thick and blue and soft like a tongue.
Who are these people?
Oh, these are the mosses.
She's ultra attractive.
Certainly.
And he's the very sharp, tall Jewish gentleman. There he is.
Uh-huh. And these are the rapids.
Oh, they look rough.
Oh, they are. Bunny and Sunny Rapid.
They're grand.
Well, we're back on the river now, and pretty soon you'll be seeing the dangerous part.
That's it.
It certainly appeared dangerous. Oh, what are these off in the desert?
These are the buttes.
Those humps? Those are the mounds, Paul and Patty.
Oh, she's ultra attractive.
Oh, that blood-red hair and white skin made her the envy of all the German missionaries around.
I see what you mean. Some. Now, what are these?
Well, these are the aliens we told you about.
Yeah, the sandbar coming up is one of their typical landing sites, Bob.
You see that dehydrated horse?
Yeah, they do that.
And they love moss.
Oh, here, he wants me to eat some of it.
He thinks that we eat moss.
I'm pretending to eat it now, see with my hands, to make him happy.
That's very nice.
It tastes awful, Bob.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, look here. We're trying to give the guy some milk, but he doesn't seem to know what it is.
But they sure know where it comes from.
Uh-oh. Look at it. They're coming towards
They're coming
us
towards
now.
You now.
Oh. Here we are, waking up in the spaceship.
Yeah, I don't know who took these pictures, Buzz.
See, we don't really remember too much of this part.
It's kind of strange in here with the floating
heads. Right, like a dream.
That looks like a pair of women's shoes.
I see washing you down here.
Oh, here we are now, Bob. Out of the spaceship, down healthy in the alien village. And this is actually in our own state of Arizona. They've been living like Indians there peacefully since 1949.
And most of them have never seen a human being.
Well, some of the young ones go to the movies and hooker, and that old man there says he's been to Chicago.
Oh. There he is. You can tell. You see he's saluting us?
Yes. What is this frenzied dance, Bunny?
Well, Bob, they do that to make themselves dizzy and work up big appetite.
The alien government staged these dances for us.
Who's that playing the piano?
That's the chief.
Well, they all play the piano just beautifully, too.
What are they doing now, Buzzy?
Well, actually, they're symbolically asking me to dance.
And here, symbolically, that old chief is stripping her clothes off.
Well, you're really dancing
nice,
up a storm, Buzzy.
And here it comes.
And they insisted now, see, that Bunny join in.
Slipping.
See, I'm dancing there, and the liquid rain is soaking into my body like little tongues.
Yes, is this beating and clubbing a part of the dance?
Well, yes and no, Bob.
I don't remember. They got me right away.
And here they are, bringing all of us back to life.
Oh, we're good as new, and as you can see, we've been fully accepted into the alien community.
Well, that is very, very interesting.
Well,
so actually you are both aliens right now.
Sure,
yes, we were changed forever by that strange ritual from so far away.
And yet, so near, Bob. Yes.
Well, thank you, Buddy and Buddy Krumhunger.
Thank you.
And say hello to your boy, Buzz.
No.
I didn't know he was old enough to be in medical
school. Buddy.
They just run the credits. Just keep talking. They run the credits over
this
part.
Is that it?
Our microphones are not on.
Have you ever been to the Piss Fest?